just heard Plaid with the tune Bowl from his release Feom Felorks. Before this, Man-Made Man with the Lost People from Emotional Software. Right now you're listening to Two Eyes, One Truth with the tune Viral. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT
Pittsburgh.
We own
everything,
and your soul is next.
We don't actually have the legal documentation to back that up.
Hello, I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. And starting off this hour, I have Gaspard Auger with the tune Belladone from the release Escapades. And you can see the whole playlist online at wrct.org.
We'll be right back. Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. And right now I have Neith with the tune Scorpio. This is from the Us EP.
We'll be right back.
That was Vampire Hours with the tune Glide. Before this, Grinda with the tune Day and Night, the D Region and Code remix. Roxanne and John Tejada before that with Overthinking from the Surface EP.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Here's Elkie Klein with the tune Stranger's Town featuring Zoe Aska, the Lost Strings version. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. currently listening to Nabiha Iqbal with the tune Sky River, the Hater Uppal remix from Dreamer Remixes. You just heard Tisha with the tune Girls featuring Rose Gray. I'm DJ Firefly. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. currently listening to Conrad Sound System, the tune Saturn. And coming up next, I'll have Hayden James and Annabelle England with the tune Different Worlds. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
We'll be right back.
currently listening to Carl Cox with the tune Ice. Before this, you heard KLP with the tune Never Let Me Down, and also Kinder with Meet My Other before that. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. That's about it for me for this week. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
What is very relevant to what happens on the 7th of October is the last group of people who were pushed into the new refugee camp that Israel created in 1948 called the Gaza Strip. And I have found in the Israeli archive an order called Order Number 40 from the 25th of November 1948. And the order says very clearly, like so many other orders during the Nakba, occupy the villages, burn the houses, and expel the people to Gaza. So this is the main, I think, historical context we should tell people about.
That's Ilan Pape, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Ilan Pape on Gaza in context. Gaza's 2 million-plus Palestinians are jam-packed in a small, narrow enclave bordered by the Mediterranean Sea, Egypt, and Israel. Since 2007, it has been ruled by Hamas. Hamas is an Arabic acronym for Islamic Resistance Movement. Israel immediately imposed a blockade. Since then, Gaza has routinely been called the world's largest open-air prison. Its air, land, and sea were controlled by Israel. On October 7th, Hamas attacked Israel, resulting in over 1,100 Israeli dead and the taking of several hundred hostages. Israel, with one of the world's most advanced militaries, responded. Today, Gaza is in ruins. Palestinians have been killed and wounded in the tens of thousands. It has become, the UN says, a graveyard. How did this catastrophic situation develop? How did Gaza become Gaza? Our guest today is Ilan Pape. He's been called Israel's bravest historian. He taught at the University of Haifa and was chair of the Tuma Institute for Palestinian and Israeli Studies in Haifa. Today, he's professor of history at the University of Exeter in England. He's the author of many books, including 10 Myths About Israel. He spoke at the Bint Jebel Cultural Center in Dearborn, Michigan in mid-May 2024. And now, Ilan Pape.
When the Secretary General of the United Nations reacted to the events of the 7th of October by saying that we should remember that there is an historical context for what happens on the 7th of October, whether you condemn everything that was done or partly was done, or you don't condemn, it doesn't matter, he said, you have to understand that this attack by the Hamas was not done out of context, or as he put it, it was not done in a vacuum. And immediately he was condemned as being an anti-Semite by the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, and the government of Israel demanded that he would be dismissed as a Secretary General of the United Nations. And then followed an incredible reaction by university management in some places in Europe, some places in the United States as well, almost forbidding people to use the word context, as if this was equivalent to a slogan, killing the Jews, or something similar. The fear of being taught about the context is very indicative in the way the West, and especially the United States, has dealt over the years with the question of Palestine. So this kind of reaction by usually quite intelligent